It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Opening arguments in the Bridgegate trial of two former top Chris Christie administration officials are set for today. And we begin with an audio look at what a strange long trip it's been.
At 211, four-lane traffic is a nightmare. The GW Bridge is totally gridlocked.
My exact words is this will not end well.
You said this will not end well?
Correct. Because of traffic.
10-4, we're getting calls from irate motorists.
I was calling people's cell phones, the cell phones that I had, sending text mails, because it was maddening. Who would close down lanes to the busiest bridge in the world to get to me?
Either there was a traffic study or there wasn't. If there was, where is it?
This hearing is about the lack of communication and the poor conduct of the Port Authority.
You are here trying
to cover that up.
What I would like to know is whether or not you have an email trail.
You're trying to tell us that this major, a study that had a major disruption on your major bridge has no paper trail, that there is not a single email that explains how this was done.
Assemblywoman, that defies all logic.
After the testimony, Baroni texts Wildstein. Trenton feedback? Wildstein responds. They were very happy, said you did great. Wildstein writes to Christie's spokesman, Michael Druniak. Most importantly, Gov was not brought up in this. A week later, that changes when New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz asks Christie about the lane closures.
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat, but I actually was the guy working the cones out there. You really are not serious.
Patrick Foy, F-O-Y-E, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. I'm not aware of any traffic study. I don't know why it was done.
And I've made it very clear to everybody on my senior staff that if anyone had any knowledge about this, that they needed to come forward to me and tell me about it, and they've all assured me that they don't.
Minutes later, a top government staffer named Christina Renna texted a counterpart at Christie's campaign. It said, "Are you listening? He just flat out lied about senior staff and Stepien not being involved."
We begin with some breaking news about GW Bridgegate, the closing of...
She wrote, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee."
No. It's as specific and direct as that. Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee?
That's correct. And a minute later, the response from Wildstein was, "Got it."
Well, let me tell you, everybody, I was blindsided yesterday morning.
In the day we sweat it out on the streets, stuck in traffic on the GWB. They shut down the toll booths of glory because we didn't endorse Christie.
On behalf of the Board of Commissioners, we are deeply sorry for inconvenience caused to our travelers.
So, Jersey, get your ass in line.
Mr. Wildstein, who was then the Director of Interstate Capital Projects at the Port Authority, admitted in federal court this morning that he and others orchestrated a deliberate and illegal scheme to reduce the access lanes from 3-1 in order to punish Mark Sokolich, the mayor of Fort Lee, for not endorsing Governor Christie's re-election.
I really gotta take a leak. Down in Jersey.
And now to help us look forward to the next chapter down in Jersey land, WNYC's Andrea Bernstein joins us now to discuss today's opening statements in the Bridgegate trial. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
So we've already heard so much about this case. We've been covering it. Do you expect any new information today?
You know, amazingly, I do, despite what we now know. So prosecutors have had their say. They've had an indictment. They've stood up and talked to reporters about how they see the case. But the defendants have been all but mum since the investigation began almost 3 years ago. However, they've made it quite clear in their pretrial briefs that they intend to try to say, look, this wasn't us. This was much higher than us, i.e. the governor, right, or people that were right next to him. These are some of the hints that we are reading from the defense briefs that we've seen about where their case might be going. In addition, the prosecution has a lot of information that they haven't shared with us. There's been an awful lot of their briefs that have just been backed out. Most interestingly, who they believe are all the co-conspirators in this case. We went to court to try to find out. We were denied, but we may get to hear some of that at trial.
Now, what about David Wildstein? He's the prosecution's star witness. What will we hear about him?
So obviously we heard a lot about him from his emails. And in his guilty plea, which took place in May of last year, he laid out what happened, that he says he conspired with the two defendants, Bridget Ann Kelly and Bill Baroni, to shut down the George Washington Bridge, to retaliate against the mayor of Fort Lee, and that then they conspired to cover it up. But the defense has said, no, he's a liar. You can't trust him. And so there's going to be a lot of undermining of him. He's the prosecution's star witness. But also, we have still to hear, okay, from the defense, what is your counter narrative? How else do you explain the emails, like time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, or why Bill Baroni, who was at the time directing the Port Authority, didn't respond when Mayor Mark Sokolich was frantically calling him saying, help, we have public safety vehicles stuck in traffic.
Obviously, the central curiosity of this trial, now we have to make it clear that Governor Christie is not charged here, but how much about him will we hear, especially now since he's, you know, running Donald Trump's transition?
We are going to hear about him every day of this trial, because after all, this is about a scheme, and one person has already been convicted of it, to get a Democratic mayor to endorse Christie. And the idea behind this was so that Christie could win his reelection by a big number and create an overwhelming rationale for him, Christie, to run for president. So even if Christie isn't on trial, his operation is. In fact, the man who was in charge of his campaign, Bill Stepien, in charge of the attempt to get Christie to run up his number among Democrats, he is now Donald Trump's national field director. And this is coming at a tricky time for Christie, as Trump is trying to make the case that he's not all that bad or all that crazy. So Christie will be brought up in this case. And he's already said that the Bridgegate trial was a factor in his not being selected for vice president. Now we'll see how it affects Christie as one of Donald Trump's main surrogates in the final 6-7 weeks of the election.
And Andrea, will you be in court today?
I will be in court today.
Okay. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Thanks a lot.
Talk to you soon.